This special edition in-depth program on our first responders is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, the Pleasantville Clinic and E.J. McKeever Clinic, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Marion County Auto Body, Knoxville Raceway, and the Marion County Fair Association. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Capstone Behavioral Health, Don's Heating and Cooling, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Hewitt Service Center in Monroe, Anytime Fitness, and McCall Monument. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, our first responders work to keep us safe. Where we run from danger, they run towards it. At the center of law enforcement efforts in the county is the sheriff's office. What does it do? And how does our new sheriff see the position? In the fourth part of a special 10-part in-depth series on our first responders, let's go in-depth with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt. Jason, we were just beginning to do an interview, do a ride-along, and the 911 call came in for a serious accident in the county. And you took off and went, and I was with you. And things just happen like that, don't they?
They do. That's in a small rural sheriff's office. There's a lot of times the deputies that we're on, and even with the assistance of the Iowa State Patrol, we're already on a call up in the northwest part of the county. So the chief deputy and I were the closest ones, and obviously I hate to interrupt our interview, but we have to go and take care of business.
Well, and it always amazes me how well everybody works together, all the different fire departments, the different ambulance services. It's pretty amazing. I don't know, from my perspective anyway, it seems like it's well coordinated.
Yeah, this accident here, obviously, it was down on Highway 5 by Van Buren, but Bussey Fire and Rescue, the Indiana Township, Pella came down and assisted. The teamwork was very, very good. And even obviously I put you to work there helping us direct some traffic, and I apologize for kind of taking you out of your normal roles and asking you to do that, but sometimes it's the rural settings we have to do that, and everybody working together is very beneficial.
Well, I was happy to help in some small way, but it's a team of people. I bet you're learning that. How long have you been on the? Well, you knew that as a DNR officer before, but you've assumed a new role as sheriff. What's been now not quite a month.
Yeah, that's actually January 1st. What I've really found out in my first month here of the job is just the diversity. One minute you may be serving civil papers, and the next minute you're going to a personal injury accident or another high priority call. And the diversity is what I found is very interesting to me.
And so you just want to be out there all the time, don't you? You have to go home with your family and sleep and all that, but I detect an energy that you're really into it.
I am. Obviously anyone that gets into the job, whether it be law enforcement or the EMS side of it, we want to be there to help people. And there's a lot of times that you do have to have that balance between work and your home life, and we always want to be trying to serve the public in the best way that we can. And there's been times I've taken a little grief from maybe some of the deputies and stuff on the long hours and the different things I'm doing, but I think that's part of it. And obviously, being new, I want to be available to the employees, whether it be dispatch, civil, the jail, the deputies, and also to the public in itself.
Well, and that's a tough job. I mean, if you just think about the number of first responders that you'll meet over the next year, it's, could be in the hundreds. And then learning your ways about the office and how everything works there, and then to say nothing of the public.
Well, and I think the public, you mentioned it earlier here in our interview, but the public, a lot of times I don't think realizes on even just the first responders, where they're doing their normal job somewhere. All of a sudden a page comes out and they're going to help save someone's life. I mean, and that's, I'm very, I guess, passionate about trying to give thanks to folks like that, that go above and beyond. It's you have to be kind of called to do it, but it's definitely a very good thing for our community.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on our first responders is brought to you in part by Hubes Garage, Vermeer Corporation, Iowa State Savings Bank, Pella Roll Screen Foundation, Dan's Plumbing and Heating in Knoxville, and the Knoxville Police Department and Knoxville Fire and Rescue. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety at KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player and catch up on In-Depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pleasantville Schools, Knoxville Regional Livestock Market, Marion County Public Health Department, Morris Roofing, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, and the Knoxville Area Anesthesia Services with Steve Eck.
I continued my conversation with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandhold.
Now, do you think back about all the sheriffs that have come before you? Do you think about that? I mean, how there's a photo of all the old sheriffs. I mean, it goes back into, what, the 60s or 70s? Have you thought about all those guys?
I have, especially when I walk by that picture that you're referring to. It's something that just the position of sheriff, the responsibilities. I was just at a two-day newly elected official school, and the second day they talked about the office of sheriff and the importance of it and the history of it and how it relates to the code of Iowa. And you do. You think about that walking past there, and I think about a lot of times the calls and the situations that I deal with now in 2013 versus what somebody back in the 1860s dealt with. I mean, and you just lay in bed at times and think about that. But to me, it shows the importance of the position, how long it's been around, the sheriff's office, and the employees that work for the sheriff's office. It's definitely a neat deal.
Well, there's something just sort of old west, old wild west about the position of sheriff, isn't there?
There is. Yep. You, a lot of times the old western movies, I think, kind of portray that.
And so how does that feel to be sheriff? It seems like it'd be pretty cool.
It is. It's a very large responsibility. I've been elected by the people of Marion County to serve them, and I don't take that job lightly. It's definitely a neat feeling. I mean, and it's the position though. I mean, you're the sheriff, but there's by no way could I do it by myself. It's definitely, we were talking earlier about teamwork, and even at the sheriff's office, there's a constantly, whether it be someone from the jail staff, dispatch, deputies, the civil department, there's always people that are helping me and teaching me things about the job that I have now, so I definitely couldn't do it alone.
Well, you know, over the years I've got to know a lot of people in the civil department and the dispatch and the deputies, and it's a great group of people. I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
It is, very much so. That's it. The sheriff's office, once again, just like I mentioned first responders earlier, the employees at the sheriff's office a lot of times don't get the recognition that they deserve either. You have, I mean, whether it be somebody that the team aspect of it, a call comes out, the dispatchers, it's very crucial on the information that they gather, and their job is very, very important. It gets dispatched to maybe a road deputy. That road deputy responds, takes care of the things there at the scene, and if an arrest is made, they bring them back and take them to the jail, and the jail takes over and goes through their process. But it's definitely a team from the beginning till the end. It's a team environment. And then when you add civil into it, a lot of people don't realize the number of civil papers that the sheriff's office serves, and it's a very busy job.
Well, there are thousands a year, aren't there?
Oh, there are. Yep, very much so. And that's the thing. I mean, a lot of people don't realize, whether it be serving civil papers, and when a call comes in like the one we just responded to here, that stuff has to be put on hold. That obviously we have to prioritize and take care of the public safety first, and then do those civil papers afterwards.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on our first responders is brought to you in part by Pleasantville State Bank, Griffin Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, Raymaker Screen Printing, Two Rivers Cooperative, Verduft Agency, Central Cellular, and the Pella Walmart. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Dave's Pro Auto, Kooning Plumbing and Heating, Boats Home Furnishings, Dowie Pest Control, Van Haften Racing and Otley, and Pella Lock and Key. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt.
Are you planning anything new in the Sheriff's Department? Are you taking it a different direction? What are you thinking about the future?
A lot of it right now, I'm very big on training, whether it be for jailers, whether it be for dispatchers, whether it be for deputies. We have to continue to train the employees. I definitely want to increase the training side of it, and we've already had some meetings and discussions with the different groups on I asked for their input. I asked for the employees' input on, hey, what's working well in the sheriff's office? What are some things that need to be worked on? How can we improve? And training was one of those topics that not only was important to me, it was also important to the employees.
And that's a long tradition of training. You know, I've known about Sheriff Skolmat, Merwers, and Van Haften. I mean, you're continuing that tradition.
You bet. Yep, that's definitely the case. Whenever it's a delicate balance between sending someone to training and having them available to do their job. I mean, you have to be able to cover for each other in doing that. But the training throughout, just over the years, when you were mentioning earlier there about back in the late 1800s, I imagine the training was, okay, here's your badge, here's your gun, go enforce the laws, and it was trial by error. You still, in a way, have training that happens. We have ride-alongs where brand-new deputies will ride with a full-time officer, and gives that deputy or employees the opportunity to, I guess, learn and go along. And we've continued to have that. But over the years, training has increased. It's the responsibilities of the employees has increased, like in a lot of different professions. But there's a lot of times that we do more with less in county government, and there's a lot of overlapping responsibilities.
Now, one of the things that's happened in the last few years is you have a deputy who's also trained with respect to the source of fires.
Arson investigator?
Investigator. That's another hat somebody's wearing.
Yes, very much so. Lieutenant Kingery does a good job in regards to the arson cases and things. And we also, obviously, we have drug task force positions, and we have Deputy Bauma has been doing a fabulous job investigating sexual assaults and crimes against individuals of that sort. So, yeah, we definitely are specializing. It's a lot of times the deputies are called on to do investigations of all different sorts on their own, but we're also trying to get people trained a little bit more in those, I guess, specific tasks.
And so, investigations, I mean, I'm sure that's some of the most interesting stuff that you do. How many investigations might be ongoing at any given time?
Oh, it varies. I mean, there's definitely, it depends on the severity of the investigation or the crime that was committed. I mean, obviously we're not doing many homicide investigations, but there's constantly the deputies are working on different investigations, whether it be property incidents, traffic. There's tons of investigations that go on.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on our first responders is brought to you in part by Laley USA, Dr. Kurt Vanderplu, Precision Pulley and Idler, McGriff's of New Sharon, Golf Cars of Iowa, Enfeld Meat Market, Pella Engraving, Pella Regional Health Center, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating, and U.S. Bank. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety at KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player and catch up on In-Depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Windmill Mall Antiques, Vandenberg's, Central Cellular in Pella, Knoxville, and Sully, Franklin Street Clothing, Meniga Pest Control, Cabinet Design of Pella, West End Auto, and Community First Credit Union.
I continued my conversation with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt.
And so how many investigations might an individual deputy have at any one time? You know, three, a dozen?
It's kind of one of those things that comes in spurts. Where somebody might have three or four going on at one time where somebody else doesn't. So I can't really give you an exact number on what they're working on. A lot of it depends on the calls that come in and which ones they're tripped to or dispatched to, and then the follow-up that's necessary to complete those investigations.
Well, and some information might come to light, I guess, months down the road. And they can go back and look at something anew.
Definitely. And we also, the officers try to better let this one go through real quick.
Speak with him. He has a large possum on his property, seeing if an officer could assist.
As you could just hear by the call that came across the radio there, officers take a wide range of calls. So there's a wide range of calls that... whether police officers or deputies take.
So a wide variety of calls.
Yeah, a wide variety of calls. And I started to say there, too, that you mentioned that calls coming in later on or information that comes in later on. That's definitely the case on investigations. And also officers working with each other. We're with the different police chiefs here in Marion County. And with myself, we've definitely encouraged our officers to work closely together and share that information that leads to solving a case.
I would guess that if you solve a case in the county, you might be solving some other cases in town, too.
Yes, definitely. Yep.
People that do bad things tend to do them multiple times in multiple places. Is that right?
Yeah, and that's the obviously all of us. It's... Once again, we keep coming back to this team environment, but you have to have the team environment. No one can do it by themselves. And, if someone's selling drugs in town, I'm guessing they're probably selling drugs out in the county, too. And our ultimate goal for all of us is to catch those individuals.
Some of the stuff that the officers and deputies go to, it has to be pretty tough. I mean, a bad accident, homicides have happened in the past. How do you all... handle that? I mean, do you get numb to it? Do you accustom to it? Or does it always bother you? How do you compartmentalize it?
I think part of it, I guess for me, everybody kind of, I think, handles it differently and in different ways. For me, I realize it's part of the job. It's part of the responsibility. It's part of why I chose this profession. And there's things that definitely bother you. I mean, obviously, I have two young kids myself, and when you are dealing with a case that involves children or a traffic accident that involves kids or different things, it's hard. But you have to realize, I guess for myself, you kind of have to go through that and know that you're doing the best you can for those individuals, just like you'd want somebody to do the best they can for your kids if they were there. Excuse me.
So how long do you want to be sheriff? I know it's your first month on the job, but do you see this, for the foreseeable future, or, for your career, what?
As long as the citizens of Marion County will have me, that's actually an easy answer. I've enjoyed my first month here of the job. It's something that I still have a lot to learn, obviously, as the sheriff of Marion County, but I love the job and plan on being here a long time.
Well, you're a young guy still. That could be a real long time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that and I think part of it too is obviously in any type of position, I think you need time to learn the job, to adjust, to do the things, to implement the things that you really want to do for the citizens of the county and the office. So I don't want it to be a short-term thing, nor do I want to be here, I mean, too long. It's something where I, as long as I can be effective and be a good sheriff for the citizens of Marion County, I definitely want to be here and do the job.
Thanks to Jason Sandholt for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.